Hare Krishna. Tomorrow's another, excuse me, today is another hospital day to go off to West Bream Hospital, which is a good 2.5 hour drive here from the farm. So I'll be brief. The question here from Mario, who's 19 years old, he's come in contact with devotees, finds it wonderful, their association in Kirtan, and he's also involved in Ravi Shankar Art of Living Society. He's wondering that since ultimately all paths lead to God, can he follow both, or does he have to just choose one? Firstly, the idea that all paths lead to the same places is erroneous. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that yanti deva pitadeva pitrin yanti pitrin bhutaha. You worship ghosts, you go to ghosts. You worship forefathers, you go to forefathers. You worship demigods, you go to that demigod, whichever demigod that you worship, and there's so many, and you worship Krishna, you go to Krishna. So, according to one's meditation, the mode of worship, one goes there. So, no, everyone does not go to God. And not only is it that everyone doesn't go to God, but even in this day and age, when people are worshipping different deities or different concepts, because for the most part they don't do those strictly according to Vedic lines, they don't even go to the demigods, forefathers, Brahma Jyoti, etc. Where do they go? They go nowhere, at least nowhere spiritual or nowhere heavenly. They come back into this material world, and most likely they come back in the bodies of less than humans or subhumans. So don't think that all types of worship leads you to the same place, Mario. The other thing is, what about Ravi Shankar? Their philosophy is not based on the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. It's about meditation, welfare activities, doing good for others, and a sentimental idea of what spiritual life is really all about. But then, how do we know that Krishna consciousness is any better? Every sincere seeker must first study scripture, must first study Vedic literature, and come to an understanding, particularly of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ishopanishad, of what the actual teachings of the scriptures are. And when you know what the teachings of the scriptures are, then you find those spiritual teachers, or you find that spiritual society that represents those teachings. We know that in this day and age, Harinami Eva Kevalam, one must chant the holy name of the Lord. The Yuga avatar is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So which society propounds chanting Hare Krishna, serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spreading the Krishna consciousness movement through distribution of prasadam and other things? That society is the society that will lead us actually to Krishna, that will lead us to God. And other societies that don't do that, they don't lead to Krishna or God. So the choice is, should he choose one or the other? Obviously, if someone is versed and takes responsibility for himself in studying Vedas and knows what responsibility comes along with making such a life choice as to how will I determine what the goal of life is and how will I get there, what is the sadhya and what is the sadhana, then he will naturally come to his conclusion. I did such a study and I came to the conclusion that Krishna consciousness is actually the place to be. There may be so many ups and downs in terms of the society itself and the practical application of running a or the practical problems with running an international institution, but in terms of what its remit is, in terms of what devotees do, in terms of our sadhana and lifestyle, we see that Krishna consciousness is completely in harmony with the teachings of the Vedic literatures, and therefore this is the choice that I made. Now, Bhakta Mario, what choice you make, that's up to you. But don't make the choice on a false premise. Make the choice on the basis of what the Vedas say. For it is on that basis that you can actually determine what the truth is and who are representatives of the truth. Hare Krishna.